Richard Thompson in the studio this afternoon at 90.1. It's just an incredible song. It just
Thanks very much.
It just blows me away every time. Do you do any vocal training?
No, not really.
You just kind of make it up? You just sound good by magic?
Well, no, I sort of work hard at performing live, you know. I think performing live is the best place to learn, you know, sing. I wish I did take lessons, actually. It would help me a lot.
Mm-hmm. Well, it sounds good to me.
Oh, you're too kind.
We heard you.
You can come again. Oh, sure, sure.
Thank you. We heard you on Fresh Air a couple weeks back from WHYY in Philadelphia, the full hour.
Oh, yes.
And we got a lot of background about you. I'd like to just kind of take a moment and backtrack. You grew up in England. Your father was a police officer?
He was indeed. Yes.
And that must have been an interesting childhood.
It was pretty interesting.
Were they very supportive of your music career?
I suppose they were, you know, in a funny sort of way. Well, I think when they realized that it was inevitable, you know, mm-hmm. there was no way of talking me out of it. When they realized I wasn't going to be an accountant.
Right. Or a police officer.
Or a policeman, yeah. Then they were very supportive. But, you know, music isn't something that you want your kids to go into, mm-hmm. you know. But, I mean, obviously, there didn't seem to be any future in it. There still doesn't seem to be any future in it. once the penny dropped, they were really great, you know, fantastic.
And you were in a cover band when you first started playing?
Well, probably. What did we do? When I was at school, I mean, we had various cover bands, you know, mm-hmm. we do all kinds of things.
Yeah. What a life, huh?
It was pretty good. Yeah, it was a sort of band where we would adapt ourselves to whatever work was available. So if they wanted a jug band, we'd be a jug band. If they wanted a sort of acoustic folk group, we'd be an acoustic folk group. If they wanted a blues band, we could do that as well. You know, it's just...
whatever anybody wanted.
We just needed the money, I think, basically. pay off all the higher purchase on the equipment.
Uh-huh.
Excuse me.
I will... In just a moment, I'd like to talk about the recording process and what that's like for you, but if you've got another song ready, I'd love
okay,
to hear it.
Let me see. Plus, I should do what is referred to as a single.
If that okay.
Wouldn't be too embarrassing for you. It's not called I Feel So Good. No, it's not good at all. That was the last record. It's called, I Can't Wake Up. I knew it started with I
had to look at the CD case myself.